Blog Talk Radio.
I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you.
Well, welcome everyone to today's episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio Graves, the JV Queen, Dean and Founder of the IAMUniversity.com. And today it is my privilege to bring to you one of my good friends, an awesome guy. I cannot wait to tell you more about him. I also have with me, as usual, my co-host, Jennifer Carter from EmpoweringWomenInBusiness.com. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hello, hello.
Are you as psyched about today's show as I am?
I am psyched about today's show because your guest, who I know he's your good friend, and I've just recently gotten to know him, but, man, he is like a Cinderella story online or the American dream come true online, and of course, he's of like mind and spirit, so it's going to be a lot of fun today.
Well, you know how I am. I hate hype. I hate over-exaggerations. But when I tell you guys, this guy is amazing. I mean, he is really amazing. There's just no other way to describe it. So let me start with a little story. I love doing stories. So David and I first met relatively recently. A couple months ago, we were at JV Alert. I've known him by reputation. I mean, anybody who's known as the legendary consultant, reputation definitely precedes him, right? And I've read his materials. I've seen some of his stuff. And one of the things that I absolutely knew about it was that it worked. Let's put it this way. Whenever you are attributed with having a thread in a forum as busy as the Warriors Forum that gets so huge they actually have to take it offline, it's either you did something really awful or you did something really amazing. In this case, it was really amazing. So when I first met him, I said, you know, I've got to find a way to get you in to come and talk to my students because they need to hear your message and to hear what you've got to say because it's something they should be doing themselves. Well, you talk about over-delivering. Not only did he come in to do this one call with my students, but he got my students involved in a 6-week program that literally changed every single one of their lives. I think there were 12 or 14 people that ended up participating in this program. Every single one of them has completely revolutionized their way of thinking about their business, what they're doing in their business, and every single one of them is now getting results just from that. Anybody that can do that is, you know, really somebody that I want to share with you. So without further ado, let me welcome our guest today, the legendary consultant himself, David Preston. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Gina. Boy, that was a real introduction. I had to think for a second and said, oh, she's talking about me.
Yeah. Now, I know I could have done a much better job of sharing all of your accolades, but I don't think I can even remember them all to do that.
Yeah, there's fortunately been a few milestones along the way, very quickly, as a matter of fact. And it still kind of floors me, you know, that I've gotten to where I am online in the short time that I've been there.
Mm. So, and this is what's kind of interesting. You're still this down-home, friendly kind of guy. Now, where are you from again? Is it Atlanta originally?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina. All right, so Charleston, South Carolina, as friendly as can be, and as people will discover throughout this show, just, you know, you continue to be, I think, the same man you've probably always been, which is a man with a huge heart. But what is cool about this is, yeah, you said relatively quickly, and I'd love for you to share with our listeners kind of what you were doing before, and then what kind of brought you to the online world, because again, for those who are online and market online, you are a legend online, and it's happened quickly, and you're big, and you're huge, and you're a little bit humble, not too humble, but a little humble. So tell us, David, what were you doing beforehand, and what brought you into doing things online?
I was actually a small business consultant offline. and I worked offline with medium to small businesses, 2.5 million revenue or under, and the mom and pop shop, I guess, so to speak. And I've worked with the Small Business Administration and teaching them and showing them, you know, the right way of business, and a lot of marketing ideas that they just didn't have time to figure out. And I've always said that small business owners are of like mind, like us. They're usually very, very intelligent, and they have the entrepreneurial spirit. They're just mostly ignorant about marketing. And it doesn't really matter if offline or online, either way. It winds up to be about the same thing. So that's what I did before that, for a decade, actually. And I wound up teaching a course or a workshop to small business owners in Florida. And it was by special appearance only. I didn't want to leave the state because I had more than enough stuff here going on. But they literally begged me to come down there from a friend to a friend in the business, to come down there and teach a workshop. And they used public service announcements to get me out there. And there was one internet giant that saw that announcement. And he saw me on the TV and then heard it on the radio, and he goes, "Man, I need to talk to that guy." So he got in touch with me and said, "Look, we're having a private get-together down at my place, and I'd really like for you to come down, and I need to talk to you about some stuff." And that was Willie Crawford. So I went down to the meeting. It was a private inner circle meeting on Saturday, and we wound up getting along so well immediately that my wife and I spent the entire weekend through Monday with Willie and his wife. And over the course of the weekend, he talked me into going online. And I had never really ever looked at it before then. That was May of last year. And he just said, "Look, you've got a message and you've got products, you know, that would really, really help people." And that was what convinced me. Because at first I was like, I'm doing enough offline right now to where I really don't want to fool with that stuff. I know you guys work probably 12, 14 hours a day, and at 5 p.m. when the business is closed, I'm done. So, you know, I don't want that. But he convinced me, you know, that by helping a lot of the internet marketers, that was the reason I needed to get online. And the rest was pretty much history from there. We got back and I wrote a little 35-page, 40-page ebook about exactly what I do, and forwarded it to him, and he went through it, called me back and said, "This is awesome stuff. Let's get it out there."
Well, we've got to talk about the Warrior Forum and what happened with that little ebook and the Warrior Forum, David, because that is just an incredible story all by itself.
Okay, and first off, if you don't know what the Warrior Forum is, it's the place where all the internet marketers go to say, "Hey, I have this product, I want to launch it, help me launch it." This is where the big internet marketers go, Warrior Forum. Okay, go.
Yeah, Willie actually, used to be a moderator there on the Warrior Forum, so everybody knew him. And then on top of that, the funniest part about it was that I went on there and offered it as a Warrior special offer for the first time, my first product, and it took off so crazy that in the first day we sold 581 copies at about $20 a piece, and then it picked up steam from there, and we actually pulled it off the forum after a week as a special offer and put it out to the general public, and it just went absolutely crazy.
So how many posts were in that thread in the forum about this, David?
That was actually the first product that I did, the offline gold mine. But after that, I would come back into the forum and make a post every now and then. And in October of last year, I went in there and posted a thread that said, "Here's a stupidly simple cash cow and it's free." And that was the one, I guess, that everybody was talking about. And I told everybody how they could go out to local business owners and set up autoresponder services for them and generate a couple of grand a week just instantly. and I gave them the letter used. I gave them everything that they could do to get that rolling. And I gave that all to the Warriors for free just to thank them for everything that we've done together in the past. And that thread actually got 123 or 4,000 views in no time. It went to over 100 pages of replies, almost 4,000 posts. And I finally got a PM that said, it's killing my server. He said, it's the first time in our 11-year history that I'm going to have to close a thread. He said, it's killing our servers.
Now, why in the world did this thing get so many? I mean, I've been in, you know, I'm in and out of the Warriors forum a little bit. Why do you think, David, and if you're too humble to answer, if you're not going to answer, then Gina, you tell me, why in the world did this thread get so many page views and hundreds of responses as opposed to, you know, 5, 10, 20 that they normally get?
I think it was because it was a true step-by-step plan that internet marketers could take and just pick up and run with it as is and generate some serious money in the offline world right in their own backyard. And I didn't leave anything out. And all it took really was some of the Warriors doing what it said to do and hopping back on there and posting their results. And that was it. It just took off like crazy from that point on. So it took about 3 or 4 days before some of the Warriors jumped out there and said, hey, I did 59 things like he said, and I've got 9 clients already. This stuff rocks.
And see, what David is a specialist at, David is a specialist at helping offline brick-and-mortar businesses do things on the Internet that can really help them build their business faster with less cost. David has done something that I've not seen before, and that is he's truly systemized serving his audience consisting of brick-and-mortar businesses. And what he did in that Warriors thread is he really gave them the system that they could use to go out and be successful instantly. And the difference between what David had done in that thread and what so many other people have done in the Warriors Forum is, number one, it really was a way to make money instantly in a true step-by-step fashion. Number two, it took people who were used to being in what I would call a red ocean market, a market that is so competitive that the only way you can compete is on price. And it moved them away from that market into a market that's truly a blue ocean market, a market that has absolutely no competition and yet still allows them to do the things that they were already doing, just with a slightly different audience. And it works. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It works. So instead of doing things the way that they had been used to doing them on the Internet to make a $5 to $10 sale, people were able to use what David gave them, and instead of making $5 to $10, make $500 to $1,000 with less effort in a way that could make them feel good, make them feel like they really were helping people. That's big.
Yeah, that was a major difference, you know, is that it's a true win-win-win for everybody.
Right.
Win for the business owner. It's certainly a win for the marketer. And it's also a win for the end user, the business's customer.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that's the way the laws work. You know, if it's a true win for everybody involved, then it's going to work.
And so often when marketers are just starting out in building that win-win-win proposition, they might get one of them in there. They might get two of them in there. But getting all three wins in there is something that people really struggle to do. Your system does that by design.
And it's just been through, gone, I guess, over a decade, you know, of doing that and putting it together to where I truly understand, you know, how that works, how they think. And the main deal is just to come across honestly that you're there to help them. You know, that's the key. Is you're
right.
Not a salesperson, you're a fellow business owner, that lives locally that can help them get where they need to be.
And that's the key to making your system work. You don't go into people's businesses and say, hey, I want to sell you something today. The way that you even approach them is, hey, I want to help you today. Does money come in because of it? Well, sure, that's part of the system. But it's only coming in because you've served them well. If you didn't serve them well, it would not come in. And that's why I've been so excited about having you on this show today. That is what this show is all about. It is the epitome of what this show is all about. So, Jennifer, what I'd like to have you do is kind of pick David's brain a little bit. You were on one call with him at one point, but I really want you to be able to pick his brain at a level that you will understand so that our listeners can understand it and go back and use it too.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, because it's a lot of fun picking David's brain here. Well, let's start out. Now, David, I'm going to jump back and forth a little bit between what you do online and then as well as what you're doing to bridge this gap between the offline brick-and-mortar businesses and online. But let's start by addressing the issue. What in the world is it that you're doing that's created this win-win-win between the offline businesses and online? And I'm asking from two different perspectives here. I'm asking from the online listeners from the online marketers who are listening, who are thinking, what is this thing? How can I use this? How can I make some money? What is this about that everybody feels good? And I'm also asking it from the perspective of those brick-and-mortar business listeners, which I know we have some of those as well, who are saying, what is this that could help me get more customers, et cetera? So what in the world are you doing to bridge?
It's actually not very difficult, but everybody's heard the term the money's in the list. And that's true. You know, it doesn't matter if it's online or offline. That's the key. Is most of the business owners, small business owners, just don't have time. You know, they're so busy running their own business day by day that they really don't have time to sit down and think about marketing. So they do the normal things they always do, that all of their friends are doing. Print media, cable TV, radio advertising, billboards, signage, and newspaper ads, and that type of thing for sales.
Yellow pages. Don't forget yellow pages. That's a biggie for them.
Yeah, it is. And what they don't realize is that even 4 or 5 years ago, those methods were fairly effective, you know, or as effective as they were going to be. And nowadays, it is a completely different market. What used to work even a year ago, you know, is not working at all now, or it's very ineffective.
That's
so
true.
What I teach them is how to start building their own list of customer buyers, a buyer's list, so that any offer they send those people already know them, like them, and trust them. They've already opened their wallets to their business before. So any offer that you send that particular list produces massive results.
Okay, so you're capitalizing on this idea, which we've all heard about, but some people don't know how to capitalize it, and that is that it's much easier to sell to a customer that's already your customer than to go out and develop a new customer, right? What is the ratio? It costs six times as, I don't remember, but it takes many more times to sell to a brand new customer than it does to somebody who already likes, loves you, has used your products or services.
Having a list of buyers is worth 10 times what a list of subscribers is worth. So if you've got 1,000 subscribers on your list, that's the equivalent of having only 100 buyers on your list. So with a much smaller list, you can make a lot more money.
Absolutely. And it's very simple to do. But if you set them up correctly, basically, you're showing them about list building and about customer retention and how that works. And if you go pull out the yellow pages nowadays, which I tell everybody those really are totally ineffective now, and I get a lot of static from old entrenched business owners, you know, that just tell me point blank I'm not going to quit advertising in the yellow pages because I've done that for a decade. I've done that ever since I've been in business. And I said, okay. And once I say this statement to them, it's done. There's no comeback. I said, look, if you're a golfer and you want the latest, greatest club that's available, because you think it'll help your game, I said, do you pull out the phone book or do you jump on Google? And then they just look at you and they go, yeah, you're right. And I said, what do you think your customers are doing?
Yep, that's right.
I said, the phone book is delivered to my place and my place of business every year, and it almost immediately goes in the trash.
Yep, nowadays, that's true. Well, now, here's the question, though, David. So that's true, but when I was talking to you last week, you brought up the example of a dentist, and it was funny because earlier that morning I was actually looking for a new family dentist, and absolutely, I went online and was looking at all the reviews, et cetera. But my question to you is, okay, great, so we go online to do a search for our local dentist, golf club shop, or pizza place, whatever it is. We go online looking for them. But how does a brick-and-mortar business capitalize on this? Because I know when, as a customer, I go into a place, say a pizza place or golf pro shop or whatever, and I buy my stuff and I'm out of there. It's not like I'm checking the internet while I'm there. So what does the online world have to do with, how can the online world possibly help this brick-and-mortar business where its customers are just walking in and out of the door like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's actually a really good example of how we can help them convert, you know, internet traffic into walk-in traffic. And that's really the key. That's the key, is being able to get more customers through their front door. And here's a prime example of exactly how that works, is just about every website out there, even if it's owned by a business, and if you're a business owner and you're listening to this, you need to pay really close attention to what I'm going to say here, is there are two kinds of websites. Period. That's it. One of them is an informational site, and one of them is a direct response site. So there are some business owners I've talked to that have spent $15,000-$20,000, you know, on a 5 or 10 page website that has all the bells and whistles and flashes and graphics and everything else. And when you look at that site, it has absolutely no lead capture mechanism anywhere on it. So it is, in effect, an informational billboard on a dirt road that nobody's traveling on. So what happens as a consumer is, if you're looking like for softball equipment because you got a game coming up next weekend, then you're going to go hit the sporting goods in your local area on a web search. And all of them have informational sites. If you open the phone book, you're a marketer and you open the phone book and look in the yellow pages, find some websites, I guarantee you that at least 80% of them or more don't have any type of lead capture mechanism anywhere on it because they just don't understand it. So what happens as a consumer is you hit Jim's sporting goods store, and unless he's having a sale that instant on the product that you're particularly looking for, you go to the next one and you'll spend 10-15 seconds on each site until you've gone through everybody in the entire town.
Okay,
and
you
unless
know,
something immediately catches your attention, you're not stopping. So what a direct response site does is it's built by marketers who sell stuff online, like us. And we know that we've got 3.5 seconds to get your prospect's attention and get them to do something while they're on that page. And it doesn't matter if it's place an order or if it's to fill out a web form, but we've got 3.5 seconds
to get their attention
and suck them into that site.
How do you get anybody's attention in 3.5 seconds? Most people don't
it's
read
all
that.
Done. Yep, it's all done with the headline.
Okay.
The headline on the page makes all the difference in the world. It's 90% of the entire page is basically built around the headline. And if you can get their attention immediately, then they're going to keep reading. And that's what you want. But, excuse me, on the flip side of that, as an example, as a consumer, if I'm surfing the net for sporting goods and I hit one site out of the 10 that I hit that has a lead capture mechanism that pops in front of me, an opt-in box, that that just pops in front of me and says, hey, if you'd like preferred customer discounts, fill out this form for up to 30% off your next purchase. Well, I'm going to take the time to fill that out because the softball game is in a week and a half, 2 weeks, and that 30% might come in really handy. So I'll fill that out and then look on the site. If they're not selling exactly what I'm wanting at that particular time, then I am going to hop on to the next competitor site. But the difference is, out of those 10 competitors, you're the only business that got their name.
Yep. And you know what? From a customer's perspective, I was thinking, hey, for preferred customer discounts, yeah, everybody has a preferred customer card, but what's it really do for me? But then when you said, get 30% off first purchase, man, I am the shopper's shopper that goes to look for, hey, who's going to give me that first discount? And absolutely, that's where I go. So you have that.
Absolutely.
I would have stopped at that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
And now you're the only one in the entire city, you know, that has captured that customer's information. So what happens is they get distracted like we all do, and then the phone rings or somebody comes to the door or something, and they hop off the net, and they forget about it. And they say, well, I'll have to find that later. You know, but I got to get it before next weekend. So then what happens is a couple of days later, they get a welcome email from that shop owner and says, hey, I noticed you were on our site looking for sporting goods, blah, 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 blah. And then they get about two or three different messages between now and next weekend. And they tell them, hey, we're having a super sale this coming Saturday, blah, 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 and this guy's game is on Sunday. Who do you think he's going to go to? He's not going to go back online and start doing research again. He's going to say, this is the only person that stayed in touch with me, so you're right in the forefront of that consumer's mind. And, hey, I've got a discount coupon that I can print out and take in there, too. I'm just going to go there and be done with it.
Yep. Yep. And you know what, David? I know that there are some brick-and-mortar businesses who are saying 30%. I don't want to give away 30. You know, that's above my markup or whatever. But for those who are thinking that, we all know that it's not necessarily the value of that first purchase. It's the value of obtaining the customer, that lifelong customer, so that when I take that 30% off coupon saying, yeah, I'm just going to get my, you know, my bat and gloves or my whatever I was heading to get that day, but then when I get there and I continue to get these messages that, you know, that get me excited about whatever it is they're selling sports, I am going to return to that store, and I am then becoming a lifelong customer, which is worth, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars, as opposed to that initial 30% off of whatever I buy.
Absolutely, and that's the key. And I try to build in their mind, LCV is what I call it, is lifetime customer value.
LCV.
And being in the retail industry before, I was way up in a billion-dollar company in retail for years. So I understand that we used to have what we called lost leaders, you know, that we would basically give away at store cost that was a deal you just could not pass up. And the only reason we did that was for the LCV, because they remember that, and they come in there and come back. So even if I broke even on the first sale to the customer, and this was statistically true, was we would make an average of $7,000 to $8,000 per year from every new customer we retained.
$7,000 to $8,000 per year. Now, how does one track this? How do you figure out how much you're getting per customer?
You can actually do that through the receipts and through, you know, the credit card batch terminals and through that type thing, because electronic media is very, very easy to set up tracking systems nowadays.
Okay, so that 30% off that bat is now looking like a pretty good deal if I'm going to make $7,000 to $8,000 off them. So what you're saying is set this up, get them in the door for 30% off or no profit in order to make a profit of $7,000 to $8,000 or whatever it might be for your particular store over the
next.
Okay. Well, that sounded pretty good. Okay.
You know, that works really, really well, and it also gives them the opportunity that you're still the only one that's staying in touch with them. You know, so you send them a newsletter, and this is the key, is that the small business owners can actually send them a newsletter, even if it's biweekly or monthly, and it does not need to be about business all the time. It really needs to be about that business owner. And that's a key point that they miss. Is it's all, just like this show, it's all in the relationship.
Okay.
So, I mean, they need to know that you've got, you know, a $400 dog at home, you know, that you've had problems with that you had to take to the vet. And, wow, that cost me $800. I couldn't believe it. You know, they need to know that your wife, Nancy, does blah, blah, blah. They need to know about the business owners, you know, personally. Because that builds the loyalty that even if right across the same shopping plaza, that guy's got 20% off more than you do on the same identical product, they might take his coupon and come to you and see if you'll match it before they ever go over there because they don't know that guy.
Okay. Well, now, let me ask you this. You are you're talking about some of the things that you do with the businesses, and I know you're going to go into some more details, but this is sounding kind of complicated. As you aptly stated at the beginning of the show, most businesses, brick and mortar and otherwise, don't spend a lot of time on marketing because they just don't have a lot of time. You know, they're tracking inventory and taking care of employees and putting up their signs and paying the bill. I mean, all the stuff you're describing sounds like it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort.
For the business owner, for the most part, it does. It can be, of course, marketing can be a full-time job. And that's where we come in as marketers, is they can outsource 100% of everything to us, and we can take care of it for them.
Okay, and we being you, David Preston, or are there a few more people out there doing this?
The internet marketers, anybody with just even really very basic skills on the internet, if you know how to set up an autoresponder, you know 100 times more than most small business owners. And as an example, a lot of times if I go in for a free consultation on a referral, that's the only guys that I ever go see, is if they're referred to me and they don't really know me, then I'll go in and speak to them, get a free consultation. And if I hit their site beforehand and I see, well, there's no lead capture mechanism on there, hey, no big surprise there. A lot of times I'll go in AWeber and I'll create a box, autoresponder form, and I'll copy their site and load it onto my server. And then when I go in there, if it's Jim's Sporting Goods, I can say, okay, this is what it should look like. And I explain that to them, and they get it. I mean, once you explain it to them, totally understand where you're coming from. They just didn't see it before. And then I'll pull up their site, and they say, yeah, okay, that's my site. And I said, just hang on a second. And about 3 or 4 seconds later, their site fades out. The light box fades in right in the center of the screen, and it just blows them away. They're like, oh, man, that's awesome. How'd you do that? And that little technique right there has almost a 90% close rate.
Wow.
As far as helping the business owners and letting them actually see what their site should look like.
Do you have some examples, some specific examples? Maybe you don't necessarily have to use the store names, but examples of businesses you've worked with in the past where they've seen this and you've put whatever it is you do into action here, and then they started going, Yahoo, I'm glad I met David Preston.
I've had everything from, believe it or not, a little bait and tackle shop, you know, on the Edisto River that, I don't know, does between $6,000 and $7,000 a month in revenue, all the way up to some of the bigger franchises that are in the same area. And it's one of the last ones we did was a specific store that sells Dansko shoes, like orthopedic type doctor nurse shoes, high-end stuff. And when I showed that to him, it just totally blew him away. He looked at that and said, oh. And he said, so they can like download a free report? And I said, absolutely. And I said, but you captured their information. You build a relationship with them, and they're going to come back. You know, and they're going to continue to come back. So that's the difference, is list building works offline as well as it does online.
Okay. So they just start building that list online, and then what can they do with that list?
Yeah, they can actually stop a lot of the advertising that they're currently doing that's ineffective, because once we get involved with them, we can show them how to track the stuff and what's working and what's not working. And with some of them, it just really blows them away. I've mentioned to them, you know, how are you staying in touch with your current customer base? And they're like, I'm not.
And
you're like, okay. What types of advertising are you currently using? And it's always the same thing. Unfortunately, they're not very inventive. But they don't have time for that. You know, all of their buddies are doing this, so that's what they're doing. It's like a sheep over the cliff deal, you know.
What is it that everybody tends to do offline?
It's basically just the print media, the newspapers, the yellow pages, TV and radio, cable spot ads, that type thing. Sometimes billboards, and believe it or not, sometimes park benches, which is really stupid.
And that's not effective. People driving by. It's brand awareness. Just kidding.
Yeah, okay. That's really the only thing those are good for, is if it's a huge, huge company and you want some brand awareness out there, then yeah, park benches would probably work for you.
If you can dominate.
But we told a story before that was really funny. Was a luxury car dealer that was right here in this city was using park benches. And I had to explain to him that, you know, somebody sitting on a park bench here is probably waiting on a bus. Yeah, they could care less about a $60,000 Mercedes.
Details. Okay, so thinking about where you put your advertising is just as important as the kind of advertising. Okay, point taken. Okay.
So it's a lot of that, though, is being able to look at them and saying, you know, now that you told me what kind of advertising you're using, how are you tracking that? And if you're a business owner that's listening online right now, you really, really need to get on that end of things. Because unless you're tracking it, you really have absolutely no return on investment, because there's nothing to measure it against. I mean, how do you even know what's working and what's not working? You know, so if you start tracking it, then basically you'll figure out what's working, what's not working very quickly. And you can drop what's not working and start spending more on what is working.
Okay. And now, David, are you spending a lot of your time still going out to the brick-and-mortar businesses? So, I mean, obviously you've helped a lot of them offline, but we started out the show by saying, hey, he's this great affiliate marketer. We didn't even go into many details, but I know that you have consistently outsold and, you know, numerous online marketers. You won many, many online contests for selling the most of everything, for selling the most of a particular product in a launch, because you're really good at getting it out there. What I want to know is, so there's a lot of people who are trying to do this, to sell well both online and offline, but perhaps not particularly effective about it, and yet you are. Why do you think it is that you're so good at selling stuff, both online and off?
It's I'd attribute 100% of it to relationships, 100% of it. I'm not that great of a marketer. Since I just started a year ago, I don't have a massive list. You know, but the thing is that the list that I do have are all customers. My list are customers only. So that works extremely well, and they already know me. So they know that if I'm going to offer them something, I'm either using it myself and it does work, or I have a very long history with the person that invented it, and I know that it'll work.
Okay. So back to really...
The only reason they wouldn't buy it is if they just don't have the money at that particular time.
Okay. really.
But the relationships are the key. By going to live events and meeting some of these folks and, of course, being introduced to some of them who immediately liked me, I liked them, then I can pick up the phone and call those guys or shoot them an email and tell them, you know, look, I'm coming out with this or can you help me with some ideas on this? And they have no problem with that. And it's kind of a scorecard. It's really funny. In the upper echelons is they do something for you and you owe them.
But that is a purple book of favors, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you do something and they owe them. Go on, David.
So, like, the last thing that I rolled out there, and it's just like the little e-books or the other things, is I know now from going to these live events, and that's where I met Gina at.
That's right.
We immediately hit it off and knew that we had, hey, a lot of stuff in common. We think a lot alike, and the bottom line is to be able to work together and help people. So that was our common ground, and everything just grew from there. And if I would not have met her at that live event, I wouldn't even know her now.
Exactly.
I want to just back up on what you said here, David, and that is this. The bottom line, the thing that made you hit it off with Gina is not, hey, I've got a big list, hey, you've got a big list, hey, I bet we can make a bunch of money together, but it was, hey, I like helping people, you like helping people, and, you know, for everybody who knows Gina, she's a great marketer, too, absolutely, bar none, but when you get to know her, Gina, you're nothing but about helping people in so many different ways, and it's interesting to me, David, that you said, the reason I'm so successful is because it's about relationships and it's because I'm about helping people. I'm hearing this resounding theme through this show, Relationship Marketing, that creating strong relationships and helping people is really the key to getting whatever your chief aims are, as opposed to, hey, I want to make a bunch of money.
Right. And it's and people just don't understand that a lot of times. And one story was I had one of the top marketers on the net at one of the events last year pulled me off to the side, and this really stuck with me. And I'm not going to say who it is, but he's enormous on the net. And he said, look, I want to tell you something right up front. He said there are two different circles of marketers. One of them makes a lot more money than we do, because they don't care how they make it. And he goes, and the other circle makes really, really good money, but not as much as the other circle, because they care about helping people and they care about what they put out there.
Mm.
And he goes, I want to be one of the first ones in this circle to welcome you to this one. You're in the right place.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, David, that is so huge. Because, as you know, so I'm in, like, the seminar circuits, and I know a lot of the speakers out there, and that's one of the key things. That's something that I noticed as well. That's interesting that this guy put that to you, that there's two kind of circles. There really are, and everybody listening knows this to be true. There are those who you can just tell that they're out there just to make a lot of money, and money is great. I love money. I need it. I want it. You need it. You want it. You know, that's how our world goes round. But some of them will do it at any cost, and once you start getting involved with people like that or you start learning from them, and once you figure this out, you know, your skin kind of crawls, and you kind of put the brakes on a little bit, and you're not sure if you should be doing business with them or learning from them because something about it just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And from my experience, so I'm a speaker coach and a coach of other sorts, and I working with business owners or small people who are looking to break into that, they'll bring these things up. They'll say, well, ooh, I want to make a lot of money, want to make a lot of sales, but this doesn't feel right, or ooh, something about that just doesn't feel right. And what we have to address at that point is, oh, so your idea of how to make a bunch of money is to make money at all costs and, you know, forget whether or not it's actually helping people. And when people make a statement like that, they don't realize that. Now, it's when you do help people, when you make it your focus, your first focus to help people, that's when you can be really successful and when you're probably going to go further because you're willing to keep doing business again and again and again and you stay passionate about it if you feel good doing it, which I think is one of the keys to your success, because I think you continue to feel really good about what you're doing, both online and off. Correct?
Correct. And, you know, as an example, is I wouldn't even be speaking, you know, to you or Gina if you were not in that same circle.
Because it's just not fun. It just doesn't feel good. Yeah, okay, good. Here's a high five.
I mean, the way I look at it is this. Money, you know, it's one of those things that everybody does have to have. I be the first one to admit, you got to have some amount of money. But if I've got to make money at all costs, and money is my only goal, and I'm going to get as rich as I possibly can, in getting as rich as I possibly can in a way that isn't necessarily serving people, you're really setting yourself up almost for karma to take over.
Yep.
And there's a very good chance that if you're just making money at all costs, someday it's easily going to disappear, and it's just because karma comes back to bite you in the butt.
Yep.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize, I agree with that 1,000%, and what a lot of marketers don't realize that are on the other side of the fence, so to speak, is the simple fact that they have absolutely no relationship
right.
with the people they sell to. Is,
yep.
You know, they can get them once or twice, or maybe even three times if they're really, really good. You know, but would I rather do that for, say, a grand total, or would I rather have somebody on my list that knows me, likes me, and trusts me because they really know me? And then that goes right back to lifetime customer value. Is those people might stay on my list for 10 years.
And buy from you for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because they know that I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that they don't get burned.
Yeah, exactly. They know that you're looking out for them. It goes back to that whole, you guys remember that Miracle on 34th Street movie, right? You've got
mm-hmm.
the Santa Claus for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and he makes the faux pas of sending somebody somewhere else because that store couldn't serve him. And the store owner's thinking, man, you're nuts. You're going to drive business away. But it had just the opposite effect. Everybody began to love Macy's, and it sent customers in droves to them because Macy's was looking out for the customer. Macy's had
and
their back, and they trusted
that them. Is what happens every single time. You know, people are out trying to get affiliates to promote for them, and they're really going at it to try and get JV partners to promote their products and all this other stuff that is a lot of work. When you're really out there serving people and you're really out there making a difference for people, the thing about it is they send everybody they know to you and they don't even use an affiliate link to do it.
Yep.
They're not doing it because they're trying to make money. They're doing it simply because they are so genuinely excited about what you just did for them. It's true viral word-of-mouth marketing, right, David?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. You know, and it's the same thing in the offline world. We'll teach workshops, and even to a smaller group of people, which is normally what I recommend, because if you're teaching over 20 people, it's really tough to build that relationship in one day. But if you're teaching a group of 20 people or less that are all small business owners, then you build a rapport and a relationship with that entire room. And what happens is after the workshop is over, your phone rings off the hook with all of those guys calling you to get additional help, and they want to hire you. They're tripping over themselves to try to hire you so they don't have to fool with that stuff.
You got to the topic of the workshops because this is part of what you do so well. You do these workshops just to help people. What do you sell during the workshops, David?
There's absolutely no pitching allowed. I always tell everybody that. And they look at me kind of cross-eyed, some of the actual other marketers, because they're like, how can you not pitch anything while you're in there? And I said, well, the difference is to show, not sell.
Yes.
That's the difference. And I tell them right off the bat, look, I know a lot of you are expecting the other shoe to drop, and then I'm going to slap you with a $10,000 or $20,000 offer somewhere at the course of this workshop or at the end of it. You can relax. That's not going to happen. You'll never, ever hear me pitch anything to you while I'm here. This is an educational workshop. You're here to learn, and I'm here to show you. So get ready to take a lot of notes, ask a lot of questions, and what I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you as a small business owner how to harness the true power of the Internet.
And that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, David, I'm curious, how do you get these businesses to show up there at this workshop in the first place?
Yeah, there's several different ways you can do it. I started out by using outside B2B salespeople, and I would give them a flyer and just let them drop it to their current clients because they're out there cold calling and beating doors and doing all the stuff I didn't want to do.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, you know, could I do that? Yeah, I could. And I was like, but, you know, I would rather work smarter and not harder. You know, these guys are already out there doing it, and they're good at it. You know, so I'm not going to compete with them. I'll just let them work for me. So what I did was just put a little ad in the paper that said, B2B salespeople, double your income and keep your current job. It's that simple. All you got to do is drop this flyer to your current clients or any business owners that you meet, and if they buy and become a client of mine, then I'll give you a percentage of that, and it doesn't interfere with your current job at all. You just give them a 30-second elevator speech at the end, drop the flyer, and you're gone.
Hmm. Wow. Okay, so that's harnessing momentum that's already out there. Good, good. Okay.
And that's how I started out, and that actually worked really well. I sold seats to the workshops that way at sometimes $297, all the way up to $500, just depending on the area that they were working in. And I would hire a mass of outside B2B salespeople and wade through all the chaff, you know, to get to the wheat. And they were on commission only, 1099'd them. So if some of them you wouldn't even hear from, you know, after that, they're all amped up to get out there and start doing it, and then, of course, you never hear from them again. But, you know, that happens. And I figured it out later on that I said, you know, this is actually working really well for me, but it's so much work to get it down to, you know, the right personnel. And that's always a problem with any business. I don't care if you're online or offline. Personnel is the worst nightmare you can ever face.
It is.
What do you mean by that? Personnel is the worst to face.
It's just, I can resolve any problem, and I'm sure Gina can identify with this. I can resolve any problem statistically or marketing-wise or anything else, but dealing with people and employees can be a major problem. That's something that you can't resolve except on an individual base, case-by-case basis.
So you're saying if somebody drops the flyer off to the front desk receptionist who doesn't see the value and throws it away, then the efforts are wasted, for example.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you've also got a lot of them, like I said, that I might have interviewed, you know, a dozen at that time, got them to fill out everything while we were there, and they were ready to hit the streets, and you hear from three of them, you know, in the following week, and that's pretty much it. So that was a lot of work.
Okay.
You know, it worked well, and I thought that at that point I was like, well, that's working smarter, not harder, so that's pretty cool for me. And then I just started sitting down one day and really thinking this out, and I said, you know, that works fairly well after you get it set up. Getting it set up is a hassle. And I said, but, man, I said, if I could figure out a way to pack these workshops without any effort, I'm in. So I sat down and brainstormed and thought, and this was another thing, too, is I get ideas sometimes just out of the blue. And what a lot of entrepreneurs fail to do is to think where that idea came from. Because it did not come from me. So some of those astounding ideas that are just stupidly simple, that are right in front of your face, you know, they've been right in front of your face the entire time. It's because you didn't think of it. You know, it was the higher power that's out there that said, why aren't you just doing this?
The higher power that's out there.
Yeah, and I'm always grateful for that. And I think that's one of the major mistakes that just about everybody makes in their life, is they're not grateful for what they already have. And they're not grateful for what's coming. And I try to remain in that frame of mind. Fortunately, I'm married to somebody who's very, very strong in that area. And that helps me tremendously. So I came up with an idea that I said, well, why can't I just get in touch with some small business owners that are in the area that already have a database of business customers? And I said, I could pay them a commission just like I do the B2B salespeople, but I can ride their credibility and let them pack the workshops for me. And all I've got to do is give them a special letter that they can send out to their list, and they can make a ton of money and help the business owners and their client base at the same time. And that's what I did.
Ah, and did this work well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It just went through the roof. I was like, holy, wish I would have thought of this before.
So
we had, okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so this is a part of what you're teaching other people then?
Mm-hmm.
What works? Okay, tell me the
it's
story.
The whole system that he teaches. This is part of the system.
Okay, okay. So I cut off your story, David. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. At the Impact event, at the workshop down there, that private workshop, I'll actually be laying out step by step the blueprint for exactly how I set up the last two JV deals.
Oh, I'm so glad you got to this, because I really want to hear about these JV deals. You are a master at JVs.
It's awful. Very, very simple to do. And that's what most people don't understand. If you can make it a win-win-win, then you're in. You're done.
Yeah.
So you have to make it as easy for the partner as you possibly can.
So what do you feel about these JV deals?
Yeah, this is a prime example. Was last weekend, this past weekend, we had the Flower Town Festival here. And not a big deal, but it's a huge deal here because everybody comes from everywhere. The town that we live in is about 30,000, 35,000 folks, and it's known as the Flower Town. So people come from all over the place. I had a fellow that contacted me from a contact form on the net that is a president of a national company and needed some help about online. And he went to his webmaster, and the guy said, I don't know. I'm a programmer. I can't do that stuff. I'm not a marketer. So he actually bought one of my products, read it, and he's on the reverse end of things. So he's one of the business owners that I'm laying strategies out for internet marketers on how to help them. And he calls me up, customer service, and leaves a message on our messaging service. And I called him back and chatted with him for about 15 minutes. And he said, you're the answer to our prayers. You're the answer. And he said, because we're having a really, really tough time during all of this that's going on right now. And I know that some of our guys don't even have a website. And if they do, they're not using it correctly. So he said, when can we meet so we can discuss this? And I said, look, I'm pretty booked all the time. But this weekend, I'm taking this weekend off so I can take my family to a little festival we have here locally. And that was it. So he actually came all the way down here with his partner and met me at a restaurant, really nice restaurant in town, who's also one of my clients. So So we got to sit in there for a couple of hours, and we mapped everything else out. And this is how it's going to work. And this is very, very simple to do, is through the agreement that we signed on Saturday, he's going to put the word out state by state to the associations that he works with that are all under him. And he said, we'll start with the smallest one first, work the bugs out, and then move on from there. And I said, that's an awesome idea. So all I had to do was build a letter for him that he drops in the mail to them. And, of course, they all know him because he's the king. And he said, I found a solution to our problem. David Preston will be teaching a workshop in your state at the state convention on this date. If I could make this a mandatory workshop, I would. It's that important to your survival.
Well.
So we're going to be charging $500 a head for each business owner to be in that workshop. And the smallest one that we're working with will be in Alabama, and there will be over 100 people in that workshop.
Wow. That's incredible.
So
how many different events do you have to be at now, David?
So what he's saying is there's one in each state.
Oh, my gosh.
The ones that we don't get in each state, he said, we have a national meeting once a year where we can get any of the remaining owners that could not make it to that one can go to that one. So we're starting out with the smallest one, and he said the second state that we hit is probably going to wind up, we'll probably wind up teaching 100 people Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He said there'll be between 300 and 400 registered for that, I guarantee you.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. So in order to make this scalable, you don't have a choice. You've got to outsource stuff when the business comes in because you cannot possibly serve all those people yourself.
No way. And what we're doing now is I've actually got a conference call this afternoon at 4 with two huge JV partners of mine that we're going to talk exactly about that, how to scale up the outsourcing to be able to handle this kind of volume with no problem. And these two are better at the outsourcing than I am, and they have the contacts. So I'm just going to cut them in on part of it, and that's their motivation. And that's how
I actually have a solution for you on that as well, so let's talk about it too.
Yeah, and that's how a JV works. Everybody wins. There can be no losers in a JV, or it just won't work.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to split 50-50 with the president of that company. So he has the opportunity to educate his people, bring in more profit through me helping them. And on the flip side of that, he can make a ton of money just for dropping a letter in the mail that says, you need to be at this guy's workshop.
Wow. Now, that's a good joint venture.
And for the business owners as well, because they're going to start making a lot of money. And since he's the king and the head honcho of this whole company, of course, his company is going to start seeing a lot more revenues because of it as well. And now, David, I just I'm a little slow at math sometimes, so I finally did the math, and you just put together this little deal that's worth, between $50,000 to maybe $200,000 per event that you're doing, right? 3-4 hours or however long it might be. However many times you do this, so let's do the math. There's 50 states. That's a lot of math there. That's a lot of dollars. But here's what's even more exciting about it. So I'm excited for you, and congratulations. I know you just put that together. So I know you and your wife are both giving each other high fives. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the king of the company or the head of this company is giving himself a high five and whoever else he's associated with. But here's what's even cooler about this. David, what you're doing, this is what you show people how to do. And this is what, getting back to, you like to help people and you teach people, and somehow you've taken this system that you've done, that you've created, bridging online with offline, with the offline world, and you show other people how to do exactly what it is that you just did, putting together these kinds of deals, right?
Mm-hmm. And then I've got a special, I guess, well, I'll just say it. It's a super secret letter that I wrote that I send out to some of these people that I think I could do a JV with that are all offline and work out the same kind of deal. And I sent 8 or 9 of those letters out, and that was it this past weekend. This deal was part of a result of that, and I just got off the phone right before this interview, and I could barely get off the phone with the guy. I said, look, I've got to go.
Well, we appreciate you
going up. He's in New York. And this guy runs one of the biggest CPA firms in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And he's got 3 partners, and they're willing to fly down here and speak to me about signing this and getting this set up. He immediately saw what it could do for his clients as well as his team. So he said, we can pack a workshop probably at $1,000 a head using your name. He said, if I can tell these people he himself is coming to teach this. He said, I could sell that for $1,000 a ticket.
Hmm. Now, David's system, so you understand, Jennifer, it's not really that successful. He only has about 1,800 to 2,000 clients that pay him $500 a month. And that's on top of all of these little deals he's talking about right now. So how much could somebody make starting a business using this model? Sky's the limit.
Yeah, and what I'll be teaching in that private workshop, of course, everybody that registers for that gets my entire Cash Cow workshop program totally free. So that's included in the price. I'll give them that, and I'm going to spend the entire day going with a small group of people over exactly how to set these up and start packing workshops with hundreds of people. Through no effort of your own. So they'll literally be able to leave that event and start the next day when they get home and start generating some serious money.
And I'm going to be there too. In fact, I'm bringing a few people with me. Last week I taught an offline all-week workshop for entrepreneurs much like yourself, Jennifer, just getting started and just getting their business off the ground. And I ran a contest for the person that actually got the best results by the end of the week. It was a workshop that was about doing, not just about learning. And one of the guys actually had a couple of them, number of them, more than half of the room, I think, had some results by the end of the week. So I've got one of those guys who's the winner of that contest coming down with me to this event. I'm hoping I get a couple more of my apprentices to come down with me too, because this is such an easy model. From the time when you get this whole offline cash cow system, from the time you put it into your hands until the time you can actually be out there building relationships and actually serving people, we're talking a couple of days to a week at the most. If you really sit down and apply everything that David's going to show you in this workshop step by step, I want to bring as many of my people to it as I can. I can't think of an easier way of getting a business started that can put cash in your pocket, not next month, not next year, but this week.
Right. And to clarify, so we're talking, we keep hearing events and whatnot. What we're talking about, David, your system is called the Cash Cow, right? And
there's the offline Cash Cow. Workshop.
Cash Cow Workshop. Okay, and you've tied that to something called the Impact Workshop. So let's explain. You've talked about the Impact Workshop, and then a private event that you're doing beforehand, which has to do with this Cash Cow Workshop. Can you explain?
Yeah,
sure. First off, David, can I give them a URL?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's www.theimuniversity.com/workshop. Again, that's www.theimuniversity.com/workshop. And it's all detailed in there, but let's let David explain it a little bit, because there's there's a lot of components to it.
Yeah, there's it's actually, it was a really, really, I'm very honored that I actually got chosen for this, and it just floors me. But Ken MacArthur, a lot of folks know him from JV Alert and that type of thing, and as a matter of fact, that's where you and I met.
Exactly.
So there's always great people there, and Ken is in the right frame of mind of helping people all the time, which really drew me to him. But he has come up with an event called the Impact Event that he has chosen who he thinks is the top 100 marketers on the net that have made a positive impact in marketers' lives. And, of course, you're in that group, too.
I am.
And then he went a step further than that and said, I'm going to take five of those people that do something very unique and allow them to teach their own private workshop at the Impact Event. And he chose me as one of those five. So this event is basically going to be held inside Disney. And they can go there and register. And because of the reason that of Ken being who he is, I let him twist my arm. And I have taught this workshop in the past at 5,000 a head. And it sold out very quick. And as a favor to Ken, and for my part of trying to make a positive impact on people, they can actually get in this workshop for $7.97. And then I turned around and twisted Ken's arm, and he's going to let them into the entire three-day Impact Event immediately after that, totally free.
And you have to understand, you cannot even go and buy a ticket to this Impact Event. Those of us who were chosen as the top 100 who have made the greatest impact, we are each allowed to invite 10 people to attend with us so that we will have 1,000 of the world's greatest people of impact, the biggest impactors, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only way to get a ticket to this three-day event that Ken is hosting, other than to come in through a workshop like David's. You cannot go and plunk down money to come in. It's not that kind of a workshop. It is by invitation only that you can get into the Impact Event. And there are some huge names that are slotted to be there.
Yeah, the top 100 marketers. It's all the marketers in the right circle. Let's just say
yes,
that.
Yes, that's a good way to say it.
So I'm looking forward, as you are, you know, to seeing a lot of my friends, you know, the other top marketers that will be there. And they're there to make a positive impact on every attendee. And that's going to be a phenomenal event. So folks will be able to go through your link and sign up for that Impact Workshop, the private deal. And they can get in for $7.97 to my entire event, the one-day workshop where I go through everything with everybody. Plus, you get my $500 product for free that literally leaves no stone unturned. And then I'm
and I've seen this thing. Let me tell you guys, it really leaves no stone unturned. Everything from how to get your customers and your clients to what you do with them, the how you hold these workshops, there isn't anything that isn't in there that you need to be successful with this model.
Yeah, I had one student that called me back and said, and he just started it Friday, and he said he downloaded some of the audios on there where there's an audio in there where I'm actually teaching a workshop live, and that's the entire audio. It's about 6 hours long. And he's listening to the whole thing. He downloaded it into an iPod. He calls it Dashboard University. And he said he's driving all over the city while he's listening to this. And he said there's just all kinds of light bulbs going off in his head. He's like, oh, that's why he said that. That makes total sense to me. And then he called this morning and said he set up his first deal just exactly like we showed him to. And he's got a local nonprofit organization that is going to guarantee him at least 50 paying people, and he's using their space for free and splitting the money with that up front.
Wow. On his first deal. That's fabulous.
And this
yeah, from Friday to Tuesday.
This is what you were talking about. If you go to the site, theiamuniversity.com/workshop, somewhere on there you see something that says how to get other people to do your work for you, to get stuff sold, to make money for you even before the workshop itself. This is what you're talking about. What you
Precisely.
How to deal like that up. I like it.
So that way you
like
have no out-of-pocket expense, period. You can start this business model with zero expense, zero. And it's self-funding. So they start plugging and marketing the workshops for you at a cost, and you use that revenue to pay for everything that you need. It doesn't matter if it's a projector, a laptop, a room. All of that comes out of the money that's being generated by that company on your behalf.
You know, one of the big challenges for my students is they're really passionate about one particular area. They're setting up their blogs, and they're trying to get their businesses off the ground, and traffic is just trickling in. It's not coming in a big way. And they've got all these expenses that are involved with their business, from hosting to autoresponders and whatnot. And they just can't make ends meet until their business finally is successful. I have been telling my students for probably 6 months prior to you and I getting together after the JV Alert event exactly what your message is. You know, if you're really strapped and you can't quite make ends meet with what you already know about marketing, and anybody who's been a student of marketing through ebooks, teleconferences, radio shows, whatnot, all of you have enough knowledge. You have so much more knowledge than these offline brick and mortar businesses have right now. I had been encouraging my students to do exactly what you teach. Go out, find yourself some brick-and-mortar businesses that you can help. Serve them and use the small income you make from one, maybe two clients to be able to fund everything else you're doing in your business. It will more than tide you over until your business can take off. And it will give you the revenues you need to be able to outsource all of the various things that you may not know how to do, like setting up your website, putting up a squeeze page, those kinds of things. Until you and I met, David, and you could give them a system to use that step by step, do this, do that, do this, do that, every single one of them kind of looked like they had the deer in the headlight syndrome happen, and their eyes were all glazed over. They were going, huh? No, that can't be true. You came in with one call. You laid this system out. You took a group of them into a 6-week program, which is about 6 hours, which is even less time than they're going to have with you in the one-day workshop at the Impact event. And they clearly knew exactly what to do, exactly what order to do it in. And I think every single one of them who participated in that program currently has their first event underway.
Yeah, there were actually, and I was really happy for those that were in that little private group, that what happened with them was, and you were there, we actually had a couple of the folks that got on the line toward the end of the calls and actually cried because
yes,
it turned their financial life just completely around.
Yes.
And that's what moves me. That was the passion that, you know, one of them said she's not accepted at all in her local area, and they give her a hard time. And by the end of that series, it was totally the opposite. You know, everybody's
yeah,
hunting her down. They need her help. And she positioned herself as the go-to person for marketing locally.
Which is huge, and let me point something else out about what you teach and what your system does for people, David. Is so there are also some people listening who are saying or thinking to themselves, "Wow, this sounds really great, but I'm not an HTML web programmer, so I don't know how to set up an autoresponder and write a good letter that will, or what if I can't write a good letter that will do this, and so I don't know if I can do what David's talking about for the businesses." Do people have to go out and go learn all this stuff? Or so somebody says, gosh, this sounds great, but I'm not an HTML programmer. What do you say to them?
Oh, that's the best part, right, David?
Yeah, that's absolutely the best part. Is the fulfillment is always the greatest fear in everybody's mind.
Yeah.
This is an awesome plan. I know it works. I know it will work. But I'm afraid of the fulfillment end of that and being able to deliver what I promised these business owners I can do. And that's always everybody's biggest fear, especially if their heart's in the right place. So we've come up with a network of outsourcing agents that I actually give them an entire sheet of the exact people that I use and their pricing schedules, everything, and they can get in touch with them directly. It doesn't even go through me. And they can get in touch with them directly with this system. And those guys, as an example, if you sold them a $5,000 package, which is the top-end package, and you could sell them that, outsource all of it for $1,750. It's done in 4 to 5 business days. They're completely behind the scenes, and you walk away with over $3,200 in your pocket, and you're actually doing absolutely none of the work.
Hmm. That's my kind of business. Okay, so what you're saying is you don't have to know HTML or even know what a lead capture site is, which I hope those of you listening know what that is. But even if you don't, you can still take your model, this Cash Cow workshop, this private event that you're going to, you know, spend a full day doing before they even are introduced to all of these people at this high-impact event, top 100 internet marketers. They can take your system and work with it even if they know very little about the internet.
No, if they know how to send an email to somebody that's on that team, that's all the technical knowledge they need.
Okay.
And they don't even need to know how to write the letters and whatnot, because that's what's included in David's materials in the first place.
Yep. All of the templates, all of the everything that we use is actually done by those guys. So you're really literally not doing any of the work at all.
Well, now, David, I have a question for you. You once wrote this kind of funny post. What was it called? Called "You Can't Fight the Law." For those of you who are listening, you guys remember that song? I fought the law, and the law won. Well, David, pardon my singing, but David proved this to be true. You can't fight the law, and the law run. You wrote this post about it. Tell us what that post was about, because I love it.
Yeah, that post absolutely gets hammered. It still gets hammered, and I put that out there the end of last year, I think, and we were looking at the analytics yesterday on the blog, and that one post got 481 unique visitors yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Wow.
And you posted this way back when. Okay, now, why? Why?
The reason is because, and it's about live events and stuff, and it tells a true story of how I was at live events, and I said, it's always great because I get to talk to my fellow people, you know, that I JV with and partners and other internet marketers that are already there. You know, like Gina and like you and like the folks that are already there. And I said, that's great. That's the great part about events, is we can catch up on what we're doing and how we're helping folks and how we're monetizing that. But there's a dark side to the events, and that post explains that. It says, you know, I'll have people that try to elbow their way through the crowd just to say hi to me, and I realized that there were the same people that were at one of the other events I was at earlier, and I gave them some advice to get rolling and how to get out there and start generating the income that they need by helping these folks and stuff. And then I realized that I had told them that same information at the last event. And the difference between them and the guru friends, I guess, for lack of a better term, and that post explains that, is it says, this is the only difference, is you really can't fight them all. And what I'm talking about is Sir Isaac Newton's third law. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And that applies to everything around us, everything. And I took that a step further by saying, the only difference between the really successful people out there, online or offline, and you as a marketer, is simply this. For every idea that we get, we take massive action on it immediately. And then we'll deal with the reaction as it comes to make the product better. And most marketers never get started because they're afraid of the reaction, so they take no action.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that right there is the only difference between you and the gurus. That's the only difference.
Action. Taking action. Risking failing forward, although with your track record and the track record of the students, and right, I know these people you're talking about who, you know, you've got an excellent, excellent track record, so there's not a whole lot of room for failure here. But the point is that you've got to take that action, be willing to move forward, whether or not you've got all the ducks worked, all your ducks in a row. You just got to move forward, take that action, and then you rise up and you rise up and you rise up. And like you, this is still cool, I want to point this out again, May of last year, so not even a full year ago, you started playing with this whole internet thing, and now you're friends with the biggest, you know, internet marketers out there. They're friends with you, and I mean, your story's amazing, and you continue to show many other people how to do just that.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool to me. At the last event, I got to introduce three brand new speakers into the right circle and put them on stage for the first time, and they had a really good message to deliver. And that is the power of being in the right circle and knowing the right people. And Willie Crawford was actually sitting beside me, and he watched me when I pulled up my online Rolodex, and I was going through some stuff, getting ready to put some other stuff out there. And he said, wow. He said, so you got 319 of the top marketers that you can just send an email to, and they're like, oh, hey. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, but that's because they worked with you, or they know you, or they met you. And that's the key. You know, everybody's talking about social networks and everything else. The real social network has been around for thousands of years. And it's not new. You know, it's being able to meet the people and become friends with them. And you can't do that through an email.
Right, right. It goes back to building that relationship. Always goes back to building that relationship.
Yeah, so in this impact event, in the workshop, and I'll let you give them the URL for Gina again, but it's in this workshop, before this, this workshop model of mine actually worked extremely well for getting people packed into the workshops. I've got tons and tons and tons of testimonials from brand new students that taught their first workshop, and the last one I got was this past weekend. I got one where she was just so excited, she was falling down, that she said there were only 9 people that showed up in the workshop. That's all she could get in there at the time because she was trying to rush it. And she said, but out of those 9 people, she said, in the 3 days after that workshop, I've already made $14,000.
Wow. Out of 9 people.
That's not too shabby for just getting started. Yeah, that's okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, so she was just falling all over herself in the email, and she actually called and left a message, you know, on the phone and everything, and she was just really, really excited, and that's awesome because she's helping those folks, you know, and she's making money because she's helping them. But the flip side of that is in this private event, I'm going to lay out exactly how to take that to the next level. So instead of making 10 or 12 grand or even 15 grand per workshop, I'm going to show folks how to let somebody else do it all for you up front and back end. You just basically show up and teach the workshop and you're done. And I'm going to show them how to take it from a 5-figure workshop to a 6-figure workshop.
Wow. Well, to join David and I at that workshop on April 30th, and then again at the Impact event for the following 3 days, go to www.theimuniversity.com/workshop. And David, we've only got about a minute here, so I want to just quickly say thank you so very much for being here and doing what you do so well, serving my audience. I am so looking forward to seeing you at Impact and for this workshop and to really helping those who join us and take us up on this incredible offer to really get their businesses rolling quickly.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and I'll be working. I didn't tell anybody this, but I will be working with the attendees. This is very limited, so there's not going to be a ton of them. I'm going to be working with the attendees of that workshop one-on-one just like I did with your students, one-on-one, till they get past that first fear and get rolling and start generating, you know, the kind of income they really need to.
Oh, David, that's incredible. Well, thank you again. I am really looking forward to that. I'll see you in just a couple of weeks here in Orlando, Florida. Join us again next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.